Welcome to today's podcast on A Little Grace to Grow. We're going to talk about five sisters, the daughters of Zelophehad. We find in Numbers 27, verses 1 through 7, these young ladies had listened attentively to Moses in chapter 26, and now they had a question, and it begins by stating, "Then came the daughters of Zelophehad." They didn't have any brothers, and their father was dead. The question of inheritance was at hand. There was no mention concerning who would receive the Canaan land inheritance if there were no men in the family. If they received no inheritance, that would be a slap on their father's reputation and an end to his name. So the girls' boldness to inquire brought the blessing of God to their family. They would receive an inheritance by the authority of God. Now, there are three things about these girls that stand out that should help us as Christians. So the first thing we notice about these young ladies, they listened to the man of God speak the word of God. In chapter 26, they were attentive. Had they not been listening, they would not have had any question about the inheritance policy. How important it is for us to listen to God's word and search the scriptures when we do not understand. The Lord often admonished his followers to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says. And of course, he speaks through the word, through his written word. We listen if we believe it to be important. When somebody's talking to you that you're interested in, you listen to them. And so when we listen, we show respect and honor. The best way to win with people is to learn to be a good listener, and the best way to win with God is to be a good listener. When you open God's book, pay attention to what you're reading. When you hear preaching, pay attention, not just for your sake, but for the people around you. And then number two, so they not only listened to the man of God speak the word of God, but number two, they believed the word of God. So it's one thing to listen, it's another thing to believe what is being said. I've listened to some tall stories about people and couldn't believe what they had to say. And here's a great example. Watching different news channels I've listened to, and I had a really difficult time believing what some of them had to say. The credibility of the one speaking makes all the difference. In the case of the daughters of Zelophehad, they were listening to someone very credible, Moses. God's word promotes faith and often demands faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The children of Israel were not even in Canaan land when the announcement was made. There were still enemy occupants in Canaan that had to be removed to possess the land. So, for these girls to be even concerned about property inheritance, they had to have faith to believe that God was going to conquer the land. Had they not believed in the promise of God, they would have no reason to question to have questions about their father's inheritance. Faith moved them to inquire and ask for the Lord's blessings. And it is a wonderful thing when you read the scriptures and you read about the promises of God that you find yourself going to prayer because you believe. I love a quote by Charles Spurgeon. He said that the future is as bright as the promises of God. And those promises, they mean nothing if you have no faith. Believe Him. Trust Him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Calling unto God is a way to experience His presence. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." People who don't pray never really get to know God. And so, what motivates someone to pray? Faith, even a little faith. Whatever brings you into the presence of God, that's a blessing. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he that comes to God must believe that He is. So, number one, we learn these women, these ladies, listen to the man of God, speak the word of God. They listen to the word. Number two, they believed the word of God. Number three, they were concerned about their father's reputation. Notice what they said. Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves against the Lord. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? So, are you concerned about your heavenly father's reputation as you sojourn here on earth? Those who are will always find the blessing of God. The father is jealous of you because he loves you. What a blessing when you are jealous of the father's reputation because you love him. A number of years ago, my oldest daughter heard someone say something critical about her mother and I. And or while she was at school, and it bothered her. It bothered her enough to speak up about it and clarify the error. I'm thankful she did. I can handle that, but I'm glad that she cleared things up. And that said a lot to me. I remember her sharing that with me. And so as I think about this, I ask you this question. Are you concerned about your father's reputation? You'll find this story in Numbers 27, verses 1 through 7. God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day.